67 and Generals, round one, game one, just about set to go. To our broadcast left, it is Colin McKenzie, went through his numbers. Jacob Oster, the Ottawa native, to our broadcast right, playing in his 49 games over the course of the regular season. 17, 23, 2-2, three shutouts, a 4.20 goals against average with an 8.73 save percentage. 0-3 in his career against Ottawa in three career games. 6.08 goals against average and 8.50 save percentage. So he has not fared well against his hometown team, split between the Guelph Storm and the Oshawa Generals. It is Morris and Stonehouse back starting for the 67s. Robrick taking the draw for the Generals, and Robrick, big 6'7" forward, wins it, dumps it into the offensive zone, cleared away by Colin McKenzie off the glass and into the Ottawa bench for an early whistle. Just 8 seconds in, Robrick, Butler, and Roloffs, all averaging over a point a game after being put together 29 games ago. Management here on the back end for the 67th, D'Amato and Stewart for the Generals, as Ottawa wins the ensuing faceoff to the left of McKenzie, off the boards and out to center. Thomas Stewart goes back through the middle of the ice. Brady Stonehouse, 37 goal scorer, lets a shot go off a stick into the corner. Following it up is Logan Morrison, OHL playoff MVP last year, works the puck free. Quick shot by Jack Beck is stopped by Oster. Back to the point, Mayich holds it in, batted out of the air by Roloff, so Mitch slaps it into his own zone. Back to pick it up is Jack Mateer, Nashville Predators prospect, for Beck. And the unsigned Flames prospect tips it into the offensive zone. Petkowski along the far wall. Beckett Seneca, second in OHL rookie scoring. Just 1 point behind Luke Misa, or Michael Misa, as it's chipped up to center. Off the stick of Pennelly, high up into the air. Seneca over to the far side. Gagne, pressured by Gervois, and it's sent off the boards. Minchikov couldn't hold it in. Costantini has it out in the neutral zone. Back for Minchikov. Fans on his pass. Minchikov playing in his first OHL playoff game in his second year in the league. Ritchie over to the far side. Seneca makes a move, walking in. Fans on his little toe drag attempt, and it's worked free by Ottawa. Centering pass, Ritchie. Fans on his shot. He missed a number of games towards the end of the season with a shoulder injury. Stewart fires it off the boards. Bounces hard. Will Gervois just avoids a hit from Matthew Buckley as he gets it out to center. Rodriguez for Buckley. He'll gain center, fire it in off a body just to the left of McKenzie. Play it out to center by Frankie Morelli. His cousin not playing. Odell falls down. Gardner busting in all alone. Gardner to the backhand. Shoots in a glove save made by Oster, as Brad Gardner was pinned off there by Luca D'Amato. After Ryan Odell blew a tire and allowed Brad Gardner with speed to pick up that puck, went to the backhand. But Gardner, the NHL draft eligible prospect who scored 19 goals during the regular season, couldn't capitalize there. Face off to the right of Oster. Serpa, who was the Kitchener Rangers leading playoff scorer last year, kicked out of the draw. Back to the point it comes for Ottawa. Morelli dumps it around the boards. Foster couldn't catch up to it. Torrance get hits up against the board by Gardner, sent back down low. Foster pinned up by Danford. Fantastic rookie defender has the puck once again, lays it behind his own net. D'Amato for Torrance. He gets a stick on it. Muse pinned him off there, and the Generals will work it out to center. Buckley run into by Foster, and Buckley going after Foster as they exchange a few cross checks, each going to the bench. Rohr brings it into the offensive zone, fires one, blocker save, big rebound. Cam Butler, the Ottawa native, lays it back. D'Amato gets it away from Caden Kelly, now out through the middle of the ice. Robrick dumps it in. Jack Mateer back to retrieve it in behind his own net. Rims it around the wall. Butler got a stick on it. Recently signed as a free agent with the Columbus Blue Jackets. Just before the end of the regular season, the Ottawa native will be playing pro hockey next year. That's got to be quite the relief to him. Ottawa has the puck in the neutral zone. Cross ice pass. Finds Mateer. Stops up just inside the blue line. Back to the point. He brings it over for Mitch, into the slot. Sermon fires it back into the corner. Kelly had abandoned his spot and was going towards the front of the net. Morrison couldn't get it. Robrick pass through the middle of the ice, finds Danford. Ben Danford gains center and he'll chip it in. Roloffs watched in the corner. Mateer forces him to reverse it. Logan Morrison picks it up. Now back for Mateer on the reverse. McIntyre hard in on the forecheck. Mitch out through the middle of the ice. Morrison tips it ahead. Beck cuts into the offensive zone. Short pass. Finds Stonehouse. Slips off his stick into the corner. Brady Stonehouse in behind the net, working this puck free. Stonehouse All the way up high, cycles it down low. Michikov wanted to pinch down and was run into by Rodriguez. Back to the point it goes, split Stonehouse and Michikov. Stonehouse, who was covering. And Michikov back to retrieve it. Outlet pass finds Anthony Costantini. Just before center, drops off Stonehouse, gains the red line, and he'll chip it in to the offensive zone. Rohrer giving chase. Odell rims it around the wall. Pennelly off the bench. Couldn't keep it in. Muse for Costantini. Back to Muse. Henry Muse, the Ottawa native, playing in his first OHL playoff game. Dumps it in off the stick of Pennelly. Took a bump from Seneca in the process. Up along the wall, Muse again holds it in, sends it down low, out of the reach of D'Amato. Odell in behind the net, hard off the glass, knocked down by a high stick. Well, they're not going to whistle it down as Muse will play it off the boards once again. Rohrer couldn't get it in deep, turning it back to D'Amato. Runs into Muse, Rohrer picks it up, goes cross ice with it. Pennelly sets up shot, wall walks in, shoots, and off the tip of the glove by Bickle. Just wide, Muse, another shot, tipped out in front by the generator into the corner. Rohrer. Back to the point it goes. Muse, bouncing puck. Couldn't settle it down. Tried to chop it down low. Secondary attempt. Finds Rohrer. For Pennelly. Off the wall. Shoots high over top of the net. Crashes into the glass. Seneca with it once again. Pressured by Pennelly. D'Amato with an outlet opportunity. Will skate it out to center. Gain the red line and dump it in. Signaling full-scale changes for the Generals. Muse in behind his own net. Hit by Buckley in behind. Turnover. A shot by Serpa is blocked by Morelli. Danford for Buckley. Back to the point it goes. Danford for Serpa. Switches places with Danford. Down the wall he comes. Behind, below the icing line. Torrance has that chopped away. Buckley off the boards. Back to the point. Danford to Serpa. To the point again. Danford, a long shot blocked out in front by Morelli. Rebound there. And Morelli will bring it in behind the net. Fire it off the glass. And a bouncing puck held in. But Foster will lay it out for Dever. Couldn't catch up to it. Foster takes a hard hit from Torrance. That's a puck ahead for Dever. Just avoids a big elbow there from Bedkowski. And Serpa will chip it in from the wrong side of center all the way down the ice. We'll get an icing call against the Generals. They will not be allowed a change with 14-18 remaining in the opening period. Shots 4-0 in favor of the Ottawa 67s without Derek Smythe. It's a healthy scratch today. Bradley Horner, Chris Barless, Cam Tolney all out with various injuries. Well, Tyler Boucher is out with a shoulder injury. Morelli, Parfenyuk, Gruber, Toms, and what should be Graham all out of the lineup for the Oshawa Generals. Off the draw, taken by Serpa. And he'll skate it out to center ice, chipped off the glass, and we'll get another icing call just waved off as Mateer is back to retrieve it in behind his own net. Jack Mateer takes his time. For Mitch, turned over in the neutral zone. Roloffs, far side, Robrick walking in, looking for Butler off a stick, high up into the glass. Butler takes it in the corner. Morrison watching him, Butler spinning. Dishes it off, Roloffs, a quick shot, blocked, and to the point. Stewart can't hold it in. Thomas Stewart gains center once again, takes a hard hit from Stonehouse, goes into the boards. Roloffs in behind the net, Butler looking for a centering pass, ends up back at the point. Stewart had it skip over his stick. Pennelly coming off the bench, pokes it out to center. Jack Beck down the left wing. Beck slows down, takes his time. In behind the net, he'll send it. All the way back to the point it comes. Costantini chops it down low. Gloved by Roloffs, the Carp native. Couldn't get it out of the zone. Sends it back in. Where Stewart will rim it around the wall. Pops up in the air. And Robrick will advance the puck out for Roloffs. Robrick falls down and then throws Rohrer down from behind from his knees. Dangerous looking play there from Robrick. A big 6'7" forward. Landing on Rohrer and then bending him backwards while he was down on his knees. No helmet for Rohrer, so he goes to the bench. Cutting through the middle of the ice, Jarrois loses it, trying to skate back after it. Taken down to the ice, Jarrois gets back up, chops it down low. Back to the point it comes. Costantini for Gardner. Right-hand side, his long shot blocked by Gagne. Back to Gardner it comes. Stops up. Turning along the half wall to the point. Costantini, a long shot swallowed up by Oster, and he'll hang on for the whistle. Pushing and shoving out in front of the net. Foster with Danford and Bedkowski. There's a number of young players going at it there. As the hit by Robrick, and Rohrer is fine originally. And then as he's getting up, it's Robrick who throws Rohrer backwards while he's already on his knees. And that's how you can really injure some part of the lower body when you have one part that's planted in the knees with the legs in behind and you have somebody else trying to bend you backwards. Thankfully, Rohr able to get back up, skate to the bench. Now has his helmet with the faceoff to the left of Jacob Oster. One by the 67s trickled in on Oster, and he'll just cover up for the whistle. Paddle down save made off of Cooper Foster. Shot 6-0 now in favor of Ottawa. 12:33 to go in the first period. Coming up during our first intermission, we'll hear from Ottawa 67, second year forward, Brady Stonehouse, playing in his second career OHL playoff series. Check the St. Hubert Barbecue Out of Town scoreboard and scoring summary, provided we get some. And we'll also get a 580 CFRA news update as it's batted all the way down the ice. Roloffs skating onto it, stops up from the hash mark, sends it out in front. And Robrick couldn't get the shot away. He's got the puck. Back to the point it goes. Stewart for Robrick off the wall. Towards the front of the net, Morelli bounces it off the wall. Foster through some legs. Sermon will skate it out to center. Gardner on the left side. Sermon tosses it on net, blocked away by Oster. Behind the net, Stewart back along the wall. Sermon was facing the wrong way. And this one will trickle all the way down the ice. 67s once again going with the eye black. Underneath their one eye, signaling the first round of the playoffs. The tradition started way back when, as it's tipped all the way down the ice by Morrison. Wayne Gretzky, 99 award winner last year as playoff MVP. Long pass finds Ryder McIntyre. Down the right-hand side and behind the net. Watched by Manch. Put into the wall. Ertl. Back to the point. It goes to Matto. A long shot blocked by Stonehouse. High up in the air. McIntyre had his stick knocked out of his hands. And Beck will break it out for Brady Stonehouse. On the right-hand side. Stonehouse driving wide. Around Odell towards the front of the net. Rebound there for Morrison and doesn't make it through to the net. Beck tied up by Ertl. And that allows D'Amato to move it out to center. McIntyre dumps it in, takes a hit from Mayich. And they'll both head back to their respective positions. McIntyre on the bench and Mayich back on D. Pinelli. Formatier back inside his own zone. Along the wall finds Rohr. Bounce back into the defensive zone for Ottawa. And that will be whistled down and offside as Danford forced that puck back in. Even though it came off the stick of Vincent Rohr, it's whistled down on the offside. With 10:49 to go in the first period, as Brady Stonehouse had a great rush not too long ago, driving wide around Ryan Odell, cutting towards the front of the net, a move we've seen many times before, but on this occasion, unable to bring the puck with him, and it was knocked away before it met Oster, reached Oster. Didn't have to make the saves. Now it's Morelli for Muse. Along the right-hand wall. Dumps it in around the boards. Behind the net it goes. Pinelli runs into Buckley, a former U18 teammate of Chris Barless. Danford turns it over behind the net. Javois brings it out of the corner. Fires on that. Pad save made by Oster. Back to Javois. Comes down to a knee. Gets back up. Will Javois to the point. Muse to Morelli on the left-hand side. His shot blocked by Serpa. Javois turns, fires. Pad save made by Oster. Rebound sent up off the wall by Danford, knocked out of the air by the 67s. Now Bedkowski over to the far side, and Serpa gains center, chips it into the offensive zone. Muse back for it once again. He'll take a bump from Buckley as it goes over to the far side. Gagne off the bench, knocked down by Morelli with a shot to the back of the head of Gagne. He didn't like that one. Pinelli dumps it down the ice. Gardner's going to beat out the icing here. Gardner brings it up high. Back to the point it goes. Costantini on the right-hand side. Towards the front net. Tipped out in front. Dever couldn't find the rebound, and it's cleared off the glass to the point. Costantini walks the line. Walks in. Shoots. Rips that one just wide of the net. Rebound. And Dever bumped off the puck by Gagne. But it's Gardner taking control of it. Gardner along the wall. Knockdown. Kicks it ahead to himself as he gets back to his feet. Foster protects the puck. Brings it into the pile. Now shields it away. Dever fires it on net. Costantini there, and that one's tipped just wide of the net. Great pinch by Anthony Costantini, but couldn't finish it off. It's back in the neutral zone. Costantini with it once again. Slides it through to Beck on the right-hand side. Finds the trailer. It's Mitchikoff behind the back. Pass. Foster turns. Fires. Pad save made by Oster. Off the back of the net it goes. Logan Morrison walking in. Shoots that one short side, just high over top of the net. Mitchikoff pinches down. Keeps his play alive. Morrison back to the point. Costantini walks in, shoots, blocker, save, rebound there. Mitchikoff bats it out of the air, back in on Oster, and he'll cover up for the whistle. 11 saves for Jacob Oster. At 8:49 to go in the first period, it is 0-0, 67s and Generals. This is Ottawa 67s playoff hockey on TSN 1200. 0-0, 67th and Generals just past the midway point of the first period. Shots 11-0 in favor of the 67th. Some very good opportunities. Logan Morrison walking down Main Street had a great rip. A shot from, or a pass from Cooper Foster to pitching Anthony Costantini was deflected just wide of the net. Some great opportunities for Ottawa, but yet to beat Ottawa native Jacob Oster. Face off to the right of Oster. Robrick against Morrison on the draw. Dylan Robrick has a younger brother, Ryan, who is OHL draft eligible this year. Potential first overall pick. Has a shot from Jack Beck deflected off a body up and out of play. The OHL Cup taking place right now. All the top U16 teams from around Ontario and eligible parts of the United States all gathering and competing for the OHL Cup, the last big U16 tournament before the OHL draft. As Mayich's shot from the point deflected into the corner. Stonehouse on the rebound, pinned up against the boards by Danford. Morrison, he'll get ridden into the boards by Robrick, and it's freed up along the wall. Roll off to the far side, skips by Butler, but he's driving wide. Cam Butler trying to get by Mayich, drop pass tipped away by Jack Beck, and we'll move it out to center. A pass intended for Stonehouse doesn't connect. And it's worked back. Mateer for Morrison along the right-hand side. Slows down, dumps it into the far corner. Jaouat will retrieve it. Wheel in behind the net. Spin off of Petru and work it back to the point. Mitch on net. Rebound out in front. Jaouat turns. A pass. They score. It's Luca Pennelly on the deflection of the 67th strike first. It's 1-0 Ottawa. Luca Pennelly, 29 goals during the regular season. Couldn't quite find that number 30. But he's got the 30th goal of the season and the first of the Ottawa 67th playoffs. Has a great setup by Will Jaouat, throwing it into a space and allowing Luca Pennelly to skate onto it. His first goal of these playoffs, quite clearly, as it is the first goal scored in these OHL playoffs. And Luca Pennelly, his third career playoff goal, continues a point of game pace in the OHL playoffs. Thumbs up from the scorer's booth with 7:59 to go in the first period. 1-0, 67's in the lead. Will Jaouat will pick up the primary assist as Costantini dumps it into the corner. Rodriguez puts it in behind the net. Jaouat, the generator, able to pick it up. The TSN 1200, hardest working 67 on the season. Spinning away in the corner once again. Cycles it down low. Roar escapes the check of Stewart, brings it up high. Mityukov, a pass for Jaouat, gets a shot away. Broke his stick in the process as it hit off the stick or leg of Gagne. Seneca bringing it back the other way. Tries a toe drag to get around Roar. That doesn't connect, and the 67s will advance it out to center. Pennelly fires in around the boards. Oster out of his net, couldn't stop it. Pennelly jams it back into the corner where it came. Sermon cycles it down low. Gardner pinned up against the boards, works this free. But it's right onto the tape of Bedkowski, who clears it to the point, not out. Held in by Mateer, run into by Bedkowski. Sermon couldn't hold it in as he was covering for Mateer. Foster for Gardner. Cross-ice pass batted out of the air by Luke Torrance. And Torrance works it in behind the net. Back to the point it comes. Mateer sends it back down low. Foster on net, deflected out in front, rebound there. Sermon take it down to the ice, couldn't get it directed on net. Mateer throws it over the far side. Sermon on it, lays it back to the point. Mayich couldn't handle the pass as it was up against the wall and has to retreat out back to his own zone. Sermon makes a move, now we'll lay it back for Mateer off the boards. Mayich able to control it back to Mateer at his own blue line. Jack Mateer, the Predators prospect, will gain the line and flip it into the offensive zone. Oster around the boards, roll offs, will send it out to center. Chasing it down is Henry Muse. This will be no icing as Muse back to retrieve it. Just the third Ottawa 67's defenseman in their 16-year-old year to score double-digit goals. As Ottawa lays it in, and Jack Beck just offside, as that will be whistled down. Stonehouse and D'Amato getting into it after the whistle. That'll be broken up quickly. First real scrum that we've had in this game. Muse scoring, well, depending on who you ask, 11 or 12 goals. Brady Stonehouse will say 11. Henry Muse will say 12. That one still could be switched. So he joins Nick Boynton, who scored 10 in his 16-year-old year, as well as Denny Potvin, who scored 12 as a 15-year-old and 13 as a 16-year-old in the OHL with the Ottawa 67s, as the only Ottawa 67s defenseman in their 16-year-old season to score 10 or more goals for the club. Jack Mateer down the right-hand side, throws it on net off the side of the cage. It goes. Morrison back for Mateer. Takes his time, cycles it down low. Stonehouse battles with Bedkowski. Big size difference there as it's sent all the way down the ice by Bedkowski. They're going to say it deflected off a stick. And all the way down it goes. Bedkowski listed at 6'4", 203. Morrison on the right side throws it off to the left. Pinelli breaks into the zone. Back to Morrison on the right. Throws it cross ice. Mayich fires it off the side of the net. Morrison out in front. Jawah fires in that one off the heel of his stick. Pinelli, the goal scorer, walking in. Stewart takes Jawah down in front. And then a high stick as it's sent on net. And we're going to get a penalty against Thomas Stewart for a high stick. He got away with one cross check. But the high stick to the face of Will Jawah will be called. Seeing if there is any blood or not. And it'll be 4 minutes. So Thomas Stewart in the box for 4 minutes. The Ottawa 67s to their first and second power plays of the game. They had the seventh best power play in the OHL during the regular season, 23.8%. They were 13 for 31 against the Generals, though, who had the ninth best penalty kill during the regular season. 78% during the regular season. Seven shorthanded goals scored. Ottawa going with Rohrer, Stonehouse, Morrison, Mintikoff, and Beck. Rohrer will get kicked out, so Morrison will come in to take the draw. 5:05 remaining in the first period. 4 minutes of power play time up on the board for Ottawa. Mintikoff at the point, walks to the middle. Over to the right-hand side, Morrison down low, Rohrer. Takes his time, wheels it behind the net, now for Beck. Top of the circles, works his way down low. Bumper play, Stonehouse fires, it's blocked. Beck falls down, gets back down low for Rohrer. Back to Beck, who's back on his skates. Mintikoff to Morrison. On the right-hand side, Morrison shoots off a couple skates. Wide of the net, Beck behind the net for Rohrer. Has to knock it down, works it back for Morrison to Mintikoff. Over to the far side, Beck walking in, fakes one man out, over and behind the net, he goes, centering pass, blocked by Gagne. Beck for Morrison, up high it comes, Mintikoff over for Beck once again, Beck down low, Rohrer on the goal line, trying to get it back out in front, jam play, block, paddle down, save made by Oster, and he's able to cover up for the rebound, or for the whistle. With 3:11 remaining on the double minor, 4:16 left in the first period, first and second power plays of the game for the Ottawa 67s. Face off to the right of Jacob Oster. Mateer to Pinelli, his one-timer ripped just wide of the net, glove side, past Oster, Muse to the point, Mateer. Back for Muse. Fans on his pass attempt. It's going to stay inside the zone, though, as Pinelli chases it down. Along the wall, Luca Pinelli. Hard rim on the backhand over to the far side. Muse. Watched by Petru. Sends it back and behind the net. Jawah with it. Will Jawah. Little saucer pass. Finds Pinelli. To Jawah. Bottom of the circle. Now back to Pinelli. One-timer. Mateer blast. Big save. That rebound off the post. And Pinelli fires it on the rebound. Two for Pinelli. And 2-0 67s. Four goals in five career playoff games now for Luca Pinelli. As the 17-year-old NHL draft eligible player is having a wonderful start to the OHL playoffs. This time it's going to be Will Jawah picking up the primary assist once again as he sends it off the post. Pinelli right there for the backhand is able to find the back of the net. Second goal of the game for Luca Pinelli, and Ottawa has a 2-0 lead thanks to the power play marker from Lou. Chihuahua will have a pair of assists on this one so far as well. And Ottawa maintains their, well, stays on the power play as it's cleared down the ice by the Generals. Michkov works it free. Rohrer back to retrieve it. Rohrer into the offensive zone, but Beck half step ahead of the play, and that'll be whistled down on the offside. 1:42 remaining in Ottawa's second power play of the game. They are 1-for-1 so far. 3:23 to go in the first period. Shots 17-0 in favor of Ottawa. A difficult game for Colin McKenzie to stay engaged with. Did have a lot of, or a bit of in-zone time early on in this game, but none in this second half as Jack Beck drives wide, rims it around the wall. Doesn't have a lot of speed, but ends up on the tape of Morrison into the bumper position. Stonehouse back to Morrison, jams it down low. Didn't get a lot on that. D'Amato in behind the net. His clearing attempt off the glove of Michkov and touched by Jack Beck. That'll be a hand pass against the Ottawa 67s. So Luca Pinelli is second of the game from Will Gerois and Jack Mateer at 16-19. Second of the game for Pinelli. Second assist of the game for Will Gerois. Still waiting to see if there is a primary assist on the first goal. Gardner facing off against Gagne. And the 67's able to win the draw, but Pinelli fires it back into his own zone. And Jack Mateer will regroup. 1:10 remaining in the power play. Mateer drops it off. Gerois over for Gardner. Not a clean pass as Torrance was hounding Gerois the entire way. So Gerois will wind it up once again. Over to the right-hand side. Pinelli enters into the offensive zone. Stops up. Back to the point it goes. Mateer sets up Muse. His shot swallowed up by Oster. And he holds on for the whistle. Jacob Oster's been busy so far in this first period. 17 saves on 19 shots. The only person who's beat him so far is Luca Pinelli, and he's done it twice. Once even strength, once on the power play. Face off to the right of Oster. And the bouncing puck controlled by the 67s. Back to the point it goes. Mateer to Pinelli on the right-hand side. Down low. Gerois takes his time. Whips it back to the point. Muse tries a little bump back, and that's broken up and cleared out to center. Ertl will just gain the red line and fire it down the ice. 34 seconds remaining in Ottawa's second power play of the game. Mateer lining it up once again. Right-hand side, Pinelli. Bank pass doesn't work. Mateer fires, and that one looked like it went off the crossbar. Stayed out. Muse unable to hold the puck in as Robrick takes him down. Pinelli dumps it back in. And that one's covered up by Oscar as we get pushing and shoving. As Rodriguez and Gardner, Muse and Robrick were all tied up right in front of the Generals' bench. Muse went for a bit of a ride on that one. Get a look at the Jack Mateer replay. And he fired that one right off the crossbar. Stayed out. Mateer played, obviously, four games last year, 4 points, a goal and three assists against the Battalion in that first round sweep at the hands of North Bay. Face off to the left of Oster. Rohrer against Serpa. And the 67th gain control, and it's fired by Morrison. That beat Oster once again off the crossbar, up and out of play. As the 67s are all firing all sorts of shots on Oster. I don't know whether Oster got a piece of this one or not, but that went off the crossbar, up and out, ripped by Logan Morrison. And unless he assisted on that first Luca Pinelli goal, he was on the ice for it. If he assisted on it, then he keeps his playoff point streak going. Had a point in every playoff game last year for the Hamilton Bulldogs. As it sent all the way down the ice, McKenzie finally gets to touch the puck as he lays it in behind the net for Anthony Costantini. Power play over. Ottawa 1-for-2 on the man advantage. Morrison gains center, chips it in. Rohrer gives chase. Danford gets there first. Moves it up along the wall. Butler by Morrison. And ahead for Joseph Serpa. Left-hand side pass for Roloffs. Skips by him all the way down the ice. Roloffs bumped with Costantini. Ahead for Morrison and Stonehouse. And his feet swept out from underneath of him. Morrison Can't get it out of the zone. Over to the near side it comes. Stewart out of the penalty box. The bounce hard off his skate. Just over a minute remaining in the first period. 67's leading 2-0 as Ottawa will just get it out to center. Stonehouse for Morrison, taking his time. Costantini as Ottawa makes changes for their forward group. Anthony Costantini, high flip out to center, just over the head of Thomas Sermon. Batted back out by the Generals. Manch follows up and he'll dump it in, run into Serpa in the process. And in behind the net, Oster high off the glass. Sermon holds it in, chops it back down low, chasing after it. Lucas Rodriguez rims it around the wall. Michikov down the wing, holds it in, lays it back to the point, taking it. Will Jarois for Sermon. Thomas Sermon back to the point it goes. Michikov on net, looking for a tip from Jarois. It goes over to the left of Oster somehow, and Foster couldn't find it. Richie can't catch up to that bouncing puck, and Jarois, already with two assists in the game, brings it into the offensive zone. Seneca takes it away ahead for Richie. Callum Richie, potential first overall, first round pick in the upcoming NHL draft, brings it in. Dealing with a shoulder injury, and time expires in the first period. 2-0 Ottawa in the lead. They don't allow a shot in the opening 20 minutes of play. Two goals from Luca Pinelli, the difference right now. But when you don't allow any shots, you're in a pretty good position to win the game. 2-0 after one for the 67s. Coming up during our first intermission, we'll check the St. Hubert Barbecue out-of-town scoreboard. Our scoring summary, we'll hear from Ottawa 67s veteran forward Brady Stonehouse, and we'll get an update on a 580 CFRA news update. 2-0 Ottawa in the lead after 20. This is Ottawa 67's playoff hockey on TSN 1200.